Title: Drop Reveal Automation with Resampling Only Intermediate. Alright, welcome back. Today we're doing a very drum and bass, very arrangement friendly technique, drop reveal automation, but with resampling only. So instead of drawing a million automation lanes and ending up with a project that looks like spaghetti, we're going to perform the movement, record it as audio, and then edit that audio like a jungle editor. Fast, CPU light, and it gives you those decisive, DJ-ready transitions. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar pre-drop into a drop, with a reveal that feels like it opens up, widens, and gets more aggressive then snaps into a clean, full-frequency slam. Let's set up the session first. Step 0. Prep, so printing is painless. In your set, group your drop elements. Typically you'll have a drums group, a bass group, and a music or atmos group. Then we're going to route all of those into a single audio track that acts like our master for the drop section. Create an audio track and name it Drop Bus. Now for each of your groups, set audio to that drop bus. If you like using sends and want clean control, you can choose sends only. But the key idea is, everything drop related hits one place where we can process and perform the reveal. Next, create one more audio track called Print or Print Resample. Set audio from to resampling. Set monitor to off. This is important. Monitor off prevents doubling and weird feedback moments. And this print track is what you arm anytime you want to commit a performance. Mentally, you're setting yourself up like a DJ doing takes. You perform the build, you record it, and then you arrange the best moments. Now step 1. Build a simple reveal rack on the drop bus, using stock Ableton devices. Here's the chain. First, auto filter. Put it in a clean mode, and choose a low pass 24 dB slope, the LP24. Set the starting cutoff somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. This is the classic muffled tease. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 20%. Don't go whistle crazy unless you specifically want that. After that, add saturator. Analog clip mode is great here. Drive somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. Soft clip on. This isn't about destroying the mix. It's about making the reveal feel like it's gaining urgency and density as it opens. Then add utility. This is your width control. Dart the width around 80 to 100% and plan to push it wider near the end, like 120 to 140%, depending on the vibe. Quick teacher note, don't make the pre-drop wider than the drop, or the drop will feel like it shrinks. You want the drop to feel like the final, confident statement. Then add glue compressor. Light settings. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1, and you're aiming for like 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on loud moments. The point is to glue your printed movement together, so it feels like one intentional pass. Optionally, for heavier stuff, add drum bus, but be careful with low end in drum and bass. A little drive and crunch can be perfect, but too much boom and you'll smear the subs and the punch. Cool. Now step 2. Build the pre-drop region in arrangement. Choose where your drop starts. Let's say bar 33, just as an example. Now build 8 to 16 bars before it. For a typical rolling setup, you might strip the kick for the first few bars, keep hats ticking, ghost snare doing tension, and maybe the filtered mid-bass tease. Atmos can be a pad or noise bed, something that gives space but doesn't take focus. A really important DNB arranging trick. In the last two bars before the drop, remove elements rather than adding. Drop the kick, thin the sub. Simplify. You're creating room so the reveal effects and that final impact frame actually read. Now step 3. Perform the reveal automation live and resample it. This is the heart of the method. Arm the print track. Start recording an arrangement. And while it's recording, you're going to play the devices on the drop bus. Over about 8 bars, slowly open the auto filter cutoff from that muffled range up toward full, like 18 kHz. In the last few bars, you can bump the resonance slightly for a bit of edge, just subtle. Then, in the last 4 bars, start pushing utility width up. Again, don't go too far too early. Let it feel like the stereo field is stretching open as you approach the cliff. And saturator drive, increase it a little toward the drop. Think of it like your track is leaning forward, getting more aggressive. Record through the actual drop as well. You want to capture the moment where it fully opens, so you have the transition printed in one continuous piece of audio. Now you've got a reveal print that already contains your movement. No automation lanes required. Extra coach note, don't aim for one perfect pass. Do 3 quick passes with one intention each. One pass that's mostly tone, filter and slight saturation only. Another pass that's motion, with moves, maybe even you riding a fader slightly by hand while recording. And a third pass that's chaos, a bit more resonance, a bit more drive, maybe some riskier moves for just a beat or two. Then you can comp. You'll often use the safe pass for most of the pre-drop and splice in one bar of the chaos pass right before the drop. That's where it really pays off. Also, keep headroom. Aim for peaks around -6 to -3 dBFS when you print. You're going to layer reverses, impacts, extra noise textures. You don't want your reveal print already smashed into a limiter. Now step 4. Print a space throw. That big reverb swell that collapses at the drop. You can do this by duplicating the drop bus processing into a space bus, or using a return track. Whatever's faster for you. The idea is you create a path that gets big and wet pre-drop, and then cuts right at the drop so the drop lands dry and direct. On that space bus, put a reverb. Hybrid reverb is great. Choose a large hall, decay something like 4 to 10 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 30 milliseconds, high cut it so it's not fizzy, maybe 6 to 10k, then put EQ8 after it and high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. This is non-negotiable if you want a clean drop. You do not want sub information feeding the reverb tail and smearing the impact. Optionally, put an auto filter after the reverb and close it down right before the drop. That gives the suck-in feeling, like the room is collapsing. Now, arm print again. Record the last 4 bars before the drop and catch the first beat of the drop. While recording, raise the reverb send or wetness into the last bar, then hard cut it at the drop. You're basically performing a reverb throw like you would in a DJ mix, but now it's printed as audio so you can edit it surgically. Now step 5, the microsilence and the impact frame. This is where D&B psychology comes in. Silence makes the drop feel louder at the same peak level. Take your reveal print audio. Cut a small gap right before the drop. A good starting point is 1/8 note to 1/4 bar. If you want more jungle hiccup, try a 16th note cut. Then add a tiny fade out into the silence, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, so you don't get clicks. Optional but effective. Add a tiny marker sound right before the cut. A hat tick. A very short vinyl pop. A muted ghost snare. Something that tells the listener this is a deliberate edit, not just a mistake. Then the silence lands like punctuation. Now step 6. Edit like a jungle editor. Slice, reverse, gate. Take that space throw print. Grab the last chunk of reverb tail, duplicate it, reverse it, and place it right before the drop. Now it sounds like the reverb is sucking into the impact. Try stutters. Slice the tail into 8th notes and remove every other slice. Or for a more granular vibe, consolidate the last bar and slice into 16ths, then make an irregular pattern. Irregular is key. Predictable stutters lose tension fast. You can also do pitch drops without drawing automation by using clip transpose. For example, take a short piece in the last beat and set it to -2 to -12 semitones. That little fall right before the silence can feel nasty in a good way. And here's a tiny tip that's easy to miss. Align the open moment to the snare, not just the bar line. In drum and bass, tension often reads strongest when a reveal hits its peak on a snare hit in the last bar, and then your microsilence frames the downbeat. So listen to your pattern and place the peak where it makes rhythmic sense. Now step 7. Commit and simplify. Once you've got a reveal print you like, you can disable or remove heavy devices on the drop bus. You've already printed the movement. Use the audio clips as your arrangement material. This is how you keep the drop itself clean and punchy. Fewer bus effects running during the actual drop. More transient clarity. One more pro-level contrast check. Don't judge the reveal in solo. Always listen across the transition into the drop. Ask yourself, does the drop sound drier, more direct, and more full range than the last pre-drop bar? If not, reduce how wet or wide the reveal is and reprint. The drop has to win. Quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't print too wet or too distorted, because you can't unbake it. That's why multiple passes are your friend. Clean, medium, savage. Don't let sub into the reverb print. High pass those throws. Don't over-widen the pre-drop so the drop feels narrow. And always add tiny fades on hard cuts to prevent clicks. Before we wrap, here's a 20-minute practice drill. Take an existing 16-bar loop of your rolling DNB drop. Build 8 bars of pre-drop by removing kick and sub and adding a hat pattern. Put your reveal rack on drop bus. Auto filter. Saturator. Utility. Print 2 takes. 1 smoother. 1 darker with more drive and slightly narrower. Then edit. Add an 8th note silence before the drop, and reverse a reverb tail into it. A slash B the takes, and decide which one makes the drop hit harder without changing your peak level. And that's the whole concept. Perform your reveal, resample it into audio, then edit with cuts, fades, reverses, and clip gain like an old school arranger. You get speed, you get control, and the transition stays clean. If you tell me your subgenre and tempo, I can suggest a specific bar-by-bar curve, like exactly when to widen, where to place the silence cut, and which snare hit to aim the final open moment on for maximum impact.